Sorry about the wait. What seems to be the problem today? It says here you wanted to see me specifically. What's that about?
You have?
I have to say, for all the things I had to cram in there for med school, I guess it didn't leave enough room for people. I'm sorry, you've got me at a disadvantage. I don't remember that.
Oh.
Well, if you... I'm sorry if I wasn't able to help you. We can certainly help you today. Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean, but you know what? Let's worry about today, okay? So, what's the matter? Pressure. Okay. Any particular place? You know what, before you answer that, you're leaning your head down a lot, like looking down, and I want to make sure that that's not a symptom of something, so if you don't mind, I'm going to tilt your chin up here, and I want to look right at you. Okay. Stare straight ahead. Testing the pupillary reflexes. It seems okay. If I do this, does it hurt here? What about here? Or here? Okay, good. I'm just making sure there's not any other involvement. Sometimes these sorts of things, they travel. And they're very, very nefarious. If there's any kind of head injury. Did you hit your head before you came here, or do you remember doing it? I'm going to check around for a second, if you don't mind. Okay. Well, you just seemed maybe a little bit confused, so I want to be absolutely sure that I'm not sending you out to just keep having problems. I'm going to take care of you, okay? That's what I'm here for. Okay, this seems fine. You know what? Maybe I should check for injuries elsewhere, too, just to make absolutely sure that you didn't fall down. Maybe you did hit your head on something, but it just rattled you a little bit. Not something we should necessarily be concerned about, but might explain the seemingly mild confusion you have today. You mind if I start feeling around? Okay. Go down your arms. Hands look okay. Yeah, sometimes there can be little bruises there. You know, sort of almost like a defensive wound, right? Like you try to stop yourself from falling and maybe they get scraped up, but I don't see anything quite like that. Now, this is part of the exam. You mind if I pull your shirt up? I want to make sure I get everything. It's mostly for my own peace of mind, but, you know, hopefully it contributes to yours as well. Thank you. No, everything looks fine here. It is unlikely, but... if I can search farther up. If you don't want me to, that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. I'm going to squeeze up here. Check for tenderness. You tell me if anything feels off, okay? Stop at any time. This is all about you. Okay. And I'm going to squeeze... okay. That noise that probably wasn't from the kind of tenderness that I'm looking for. All right. That is enough of I need to continue with the exam. So, let's do that. It seems to me, checking your legs here, that you did not fall. So maybe you're just having an off day.
you are just a little confused. It happens to the best of us. It does happen to me, but I think I'm not supposed to say that to patients. So let's talk about the pressure. Where would you say you feel the pressure the most? Between your legs. Okay. Where specifically? Okay. You know what? I can have someone else come in here and do this. Someone you might be a little more comfortable with. You sure? Because it's no trouble at all. Okay. Just scoot back a little bit and spread your legs for me, please. Okay. I don't see any obvious signs of bruising. Well, okay. Maybe. No. I don't see anything. Can you describe the pressure for me? Is it consistent? Is it pulsing? Pulsing, okay. Yeah, I can't say I see anything that would be an immediate cause. Is this a problem that's recurring? You're at urgent care, so I assume that's not the case. It's something that's bothering you acutely now. But I figure I should ask. Okay. Why here then? Why not go someplace where you can get more regular care? No. I'm not suggesting that it's not urgent. My apologies. Bad wording. What I mean is frequent care on a regular basis. Well, that's very flattering. But you said that you had seen me before, and apparently I did not help, so I'm afraid I don't follow the logic of why I would be the best case. Not that I'm not willing to help you, of course. And what is it exactly that you want? So I would be helping relieve this pressure. To be clear, that means you know the cause of it. Well, I want to help you. So what can I do? How can I help? Yeah, you know, there have been studies saying that these types of things are very helpful, and there are purpose-built instruments for this process that can help. Again, I could bring someone in here a little more qualified, possibly appropriate, to talk about these things. I'm afraid I don't understand what purpose-built instrument are you referring to in this room? Oh. You know what? I think that I could maybe do something that would help you out. Perform a kind of a light, minimally invasive procedure of sorts to help you relieve that pressure. If you would, if you would go ahead and take your shirt off. Oh, it's not for the, it's not for the procedure. That's for me. Sorry. Spread your legs. You're absolutely certain this is the way you'd like the pressure relieved. Okay. I can help with that. Turns out studying anatomy might actually have been helpful after all. And not just professionally. Can you squeeze for me? That's very good. You do want this pressure relieved. I'm glad to be able to help. I'm gonna need to ask you to keep it down, though. I'm afraid this kind of procedure might be a little misunderstood. Of course, you and I know that this is a medical emergency. It's something that you needed done. And I can do it a little bit faster, I think. You're getting used to it. God, you take it so fucking well. You want a second finger? Okay. Taste the tongue. Fuck, that wasn't professional. Some specific methods that have higher rates of success, and this motion is one of those. It's telling you what I want. I want to relieve that pressure. I want you to come here. Don't worry about the mess. I'll take care of that, just like I'm taking care of you. You came here for just that reason. So, close your eyes, lean back, and let me take care of your pussy. I saw you, I wanted to do something like this, and that is also not professional at all, but is the truth, and might help me perform this successfully. Squeeze again for me. That's so fucking hot. That would be much better around something else. I'm afraid that's a lot harder to describe as medically necessary than this is, though. But I have your file. I can find you. Right? Come do home visits. Make sure you're taken care of the way that you deserve. That way you don't ever need to come in urgent care like this again, but you'll get the care that you deserve. Two long, slender fingers pumping in and out of you, vying desperately for your orgasm. Come for me. Come for me. Put a hand over your mouth. Hand over your mouth for me. Come for me. Come on my fingers. Come on. Feel my hand. Come for me.
for me. That's it. Come on, let's get all of that pressure out. I don't want you to have any bad experience here. Every bit of it. A little more milking, a little more. That's it.
Well, I hope that solved your problem and the pressure is relieved. If you'd like to put your shirt back on and I can escort you out.